the third of the seven last words of Jesus. In the third of the seven last words of Jesus on the cross, Christ exemplified the responsibility to parents and the importance of taking care of our disciples. In John 19, verses 26 to 27, when Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, his disciple took her into his home. The disciple here mentioned is believed to be the beloved disciple. Jesus addressed his mother Mary and said, "Here is your son." Other translations use "behold your son" instead of "here is your son." The idea of "behold" is properly understood to take care of the needs. Mary knew for sure the needs of his own children. She was to take care also of the needs of the beloved disciple as if she was taking care of his own or her own son. Likewise, when Jesus said to the beloved disciple, "Here is your mother," the beloved disciple would receive Mary and take care of her as his own mother. Christ gave Mary responsibility as a mother and the beloved disciple a responsibility as a son. The responsibilities that Jesus gave to Mary and the beloved disciple respectively serve as examples of how to take care of parents and children, even spiritual parents or children. Spiritual children are disciples of their spiritual parents. Christ knows that we've got a lot of questions. He also knows the things we need to grow in our faith in Him. His examples were enough for us to live a lifestyle that would testify about eternal life. After Christ completed His mission on earth to pay for the penalty of our sins, He wants us to know that He still cares for our everyday needs. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 to 17, this is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that He might live through Him. This is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in Him, and He is in us. He has given us of His Spirit, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely in the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross to pay for the penalty of my sins. Help me, Lord, to live according to your will and to be responsible as a child of God.